Erev Shabbos, Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Parah, Tavshin Ayin. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yutes. Vayihi kasher korav al hamachane. Moshe Rabbeinu approaches the camp. Vayares ho'egel u'mcheleis, and he sees the golden calf, and he sees the dancing around it. Vayicharaf Moshe, Moshe gets angry. Vayashlech miyodav es haluchos. He throws down from his hands the luchos, vayashaber oisem tachas ha'hor, and he breaks them at the foot of the mountain. Very interesting medrash. Medrash Tanchuma, is chav vav in our parasha, parasha Kisisa. It says, b'shoah shenosem la'akadosh baruch hu es haluchos. Now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Luchos, Hayu Sevlon es Atzman, they were able to carry themselves. The truth is, these Luchos, we read a few psukim earlier, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down to Shnei Luchos, Eidus Biyadei Luchos, Kesuvim Mishnei Avreyem, Izeum Izeum Kesuvim, written and read through both sides, Valuchos Maise Lekim Hema. The tablets themselves, the stone with themselves, were Hashem's handiwork. And the Mikhtav Aleikim were Vamikhtav Mikhtav Aleikim Hu. And the writing on it was all Hashem. So how could we even fathom that something that Hashem himself made should be able to be carried? How should it be humanly possible for Moshe Rabbeinu to carry it? Chorus al haluchos, engraved on haluchos, were what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made. So how were they able to be carried by Moshe Rabbeinu in the first place? The Medrash says it's true. How you save them, it's atzmam. They were carried by themselves. Kivan sheyorad v'korav al hamachne v'ro'es ha'egel. When Moshe Rabbeinu came and he saw what's happening in the camp, he saw where the yidn had fallen to. Porach oisak sav me'aleihem. The letters flew off. V'nimtzu kveidim al yodav shel Moshe. And therefore the luchos became heavy, and that's Vayicharav Moshe Vayashlech Miyadav. Very strange medrash. What does it mean? Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down with them, they were carried by themselves. When the letters left, then it became heavy, and Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hold it anymore, and he had to throw them down.
He was able to, or they were too heavy and he had to throw them?
It says, Nasi Kvedim. They were too heavy. So how do you understand the Medrash? Let's go to Parshas Parah for a moment. What's Parshas Parah all about? Parshas Parah, of the four Parshas that we read before Pesach. There's an order over here. The Mishnah Megillah tells us Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. First we read Parsha Shkolim, Bishniya we read Parsha Zohar, Bishlishis Parah Aduma. The third Parsha is about Parah Aduma. Says Rashi, why do we read about Parah Aduma before Pesach? Lahazir es Yisrael, this is to warn the Yisrael attire. They should purify themselves, Shiyasu Pischei and Mitara. Now this was very good when there was the Karm Pesach, when they had to become Tahar. So if anyone was Tamei, they had to make sure to purify themselves in the with the proper procedure before they could bring the Karm Pesach. But yet, we still read it today. But nonetheless, the idea of Parshas Parah, if we're still reading it today, has to resonate with us as well. What does it mean, Parshas Parah? What are we doing about Parah? What are we doing with Tahara? There must be some aspect of Tahara. There's some aspect of purification that we also go through in this time. And however much we could connect into it, understand it, it's certainly incumbent upon us to do that. As the Sfasamis explains, a little Chassidish of art, but let's try to understand what it means. That if we're reading Parah Aduma, if we're reading about purifying ourselves before Pesach, which means before Nisan, he says, if Chodesh Nisan is the month that we are going to be redeemed, as Chazal tells us, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Benisan Nigalu and Benisan Asidin Lihigoel, we were redeemed in Nisan, And indeed, we will be redeemed in Nisan. He says, if that's the case, then for redemption, we are going to have tahara. We're going to have to purify ourselves. He says, certainly we should understand that in this time, before Pesach, before Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly sending down an abundance of tahara to the world. There's certainly, it's out there like, and the streets to collect, easy to collect tahara in this time of the year. And that's the whole idea of reading Parah Aduma, that there's more tahara in that's able to be taken in to the neshama of a person. Which is really what the idea of Parah Aduma was. We have to be metahara ourselves. What does it mean to be tahara? So I can understand when there was a Parah Aduma, you just went, you get yourself sprinkled, you go to the mikveh, then you purify yourselves. I think in a very basic way, especially now, what the tahara for us would mean, like we are mispalal, v'tahar libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. What does that mean? V'tahar libeinu. Purify our hearts, la'avdecha be'emes, to serve you be'emes, to serve you with truth. The thing what that means is that when somebody knows that something is emes, when we know something is truth, and this is absolute truth, then one has no questions. Then one serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu with purity. Serving Hashem with purity is that we don't have any questions about it, we're not sure about it, we're sluggish about it, we're lazy about it. V'tahar libeinu, we ask Hashem to purify ourselves, love to serve you, be'emes, with the understanding that you are the only truth. With understanding that this is the only thing we should be doing, and this is the best thing to be doing. That's serving Hashem b'tahara. It's with purity, like a child has purity. He doesn't have too many questions, he doesn't have intellectual questions about the world, about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He just serve Hashem out of purity. The best way to do that is through being mekabel the Torah and mitzvahs. Being mekabel to serve Hashem properly. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came and he saw the egel, the oisak sav flew away. The letters flew away, and then it became heavy. Says the Eitz Yosef, the Pirush under the Medrash Tanchuma, Eina kavano shalinishur ha'oisiyos chakukais rishumais. Doesn't mean there were no letters on the luchais anymore, that the letters just went off of the tablets. Aval ha'oisiyos b'mechaimam nishru. They stayed and they remained in that place. Ah, ki kaneshama sheba'adam, kein huruach kadosh elya neira ma'oid b'krav kalais v'ois. Just as the neshama of a person, so too all of those letters had Ruach HaKodesh to them. V'oireis nishmas Ruach Chaim shebuchalois v'ois heima sheparuchu l'mekayron v'nistalku. You know what went away? He says not the letters went away, but the neshama of the letters went away. When the neshama of the letters went away, then they became heavy, and then Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hold it anymore. What this means on a very down-to-earth level is like this. You see here what he's comparing the luchais to the neshama of the person. The truth is, as Chazal tell, is the pasuk we just read, choros ala luchais, they were engraved on the hearts of the yidden. The first luchais were engraved in the libais shel b'nei Yisrael, on the hearts of Klal Yisrael. And that's why when Moshe Rabbeinu saw, when they were involved in the egel, and he saw that the ruach was taken away from Klal Yisrael, so then automatically the ruach was taken away from the luchais. And when the ruach is taken away from the luchais, they became heavy. Every person is comprised of ruach, eish, mayim, and afar. When the aspect of ruach is strong in a person, that means he's mekabel to do Torah mitzvahs besimcha, he's excited about it, then it's easy for him to do it. When the aspect of offer, the earth of the person, when that is mizgaber, this is what Chaim Vital explains, then it's very hard for a person, then it becomes a burden to hold the luchais. Moshe Rabbeinu, really the luchais holding themselves. Why? That's because the ruach was in the luchais. As soon as the ruach is taken away from the luchais, then it becomes a burden. Then it becomes hard to hold the Torah. When a person is mekabel the Torah b'simcha, and he's mekabel a pitar, he says, "Mitarli ben love the emes. I'm doing Kadosh Baruch Hu's will. I'm doing mitzvahs because this is the emes." Then it's easy to do it. Then it's easy to get up in the morning for davening. Then it's easy to go and learn. Then it's easy to do a chesed. Then it's easy to do mitzvahs. Then it's easy to make a bracha. When a person, when that ruach is taken away, when that spirit is taken away from the person, when that spirit is taken away from the luchais, they become heavy. It's a burden on Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. When the ruach is taken away from our luchais, which is our neshama, then it becomes a burden to do mitzvahs. So that's what Parshas Par is. What Parshas Par is, we want to be matar ourselves to make things excited, to make it easy to do the mitzvahs. As the Nefesh HaChaim explains, Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemaim, the yoke on the animal doesn't make it harder for the animal to do the work, it actually makes it easier. When we Mekabel the oil, when we accept the oil, we accept the yoke of doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments, it actually makes it easier. That gives us the Ruach. The Klal Yisrael at that time said, we don't understand anymore, where's Moshe Rabbeinu, how can this be? We're going to do something else. Then there became a burden for them. And then that played out in Shemayim, the Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchais, the Ruach of the Luchais, that's what it means, the letters flew away. Not the letters themselves, but the Ruach of the letters flew away. When that flew away, he wasn't able to carry it anymore. The burden became too heavy to bear. That's the pshat, as some explain, in the Medrash. To conclude, it's an aspect of Parshas Parah. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Resh Pei Hei, when he explains the four Parshias, Shkalim, Zachar, Para, and then Chodesh. So he explains each one, why we read it. He just says, Ashlishis. Parashas Para Aduma, Vehi B'Shabbos Shekodim Parashas HaChodesh, this will be the week preceding Parashas HaChodesh, Shekein Hayas Reifasa Bamidbar, Samach L'Nisan. When did they burn the Para Aduma? Right before Nisan. Why? Like we explained before, Kidei Shiyu Tehirim, Kidei Lahazes Bayas Yisrael Be'efrachatas, in order that they should be able to sprinkle the ashes and the mayim on the Klal Yisrael, on Bnei Yisrael, they should be tar before Pesach. And this was Miyad Acher HaKomas HaMishkan Kidei Shiyu Tehirim V'yuchel Ases HaPesach Bizmanim. That happened then. So we just mentioned before, why do we do it now? Now we do it, Sfasemet says, because now there is also a Tahara coming down and we should be able to clue into this Tahara before the month of Nisan will be redeemed. The Mishnah Berurah adds another thing. The Mishnah Berurah adds like this. Lekach Kairin Parsha Zu, we read this Parsha, Lehispala Lefanav Yisborach. It's a way of our Tfilah to Hashem, Shagam Aleinu Yizrek Mayim Tahirim B'mehira. Shabura says that Parshas Para is also that it's our time where we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to get back that Para Aduma, to be able to get back the Beis HaMikdash, to be able to bring the Korban Pesach once again. The Chazal tell us, Kishem Shemisha Nichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha, Kach Misha Nichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. What's the connection? It's two different months in the year. In Av we have a decrease of simcha, and now we have an increase of simcha. What's kishen? Just as we decrease our simcha in Av, so too we increase our simcha in the month of Adar. What's the connection? Once again, we'll quote a Svasemist. The reason why we decrease our simcha in Av is why? Because the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He says, that's the reason we increase our simcha in Adar. Because Adar is the month that leads up to Nisan. Nisan is the month of Beis HaMikdash we rebuilt. And the starting in Adar already is the time where we had these Nisan happening to us. That's what Rashi says over there. These are the months of Nisan of the Purim and Pesach coming. So really, Parshas Par is the start of that in terms of our davening for the Beis HaMikdash to come back once again, where we'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tara, both in a physical way, being matar ourselves, and an emotional way, bringing that Tara back to ourselves, to be mekabel the Torah once again, besimcha, make things easier, won't be a burden on us, and then we'll be able to bring the Korban Pesach. But Tara should happen, b'mehira.